Dolly whirled around the empty ballet studio. She pushed forgotten ballet slippers across the floor to Fifi, who dropped them in the lost and found box. Millie smiled. It was the last day of class at Miss Louisa's School of Dance before the holidays, and she had volunteered to tidy up the ballet studio until Mom came to pick her up. Miss Louisa had praised Millie for being such a good team player. But Millie had her own reasons to want to stay behind in the empty studio alone. Four ballet dancing bunny-shaped reasons. While Dolly did pirouettes, Pod helped Millie gather up the tutus the children had used during class. Trixie, the fourth and tiniest of Millie's ballet bunny friends, slept soundly in the warm pocket of Millie's hoodie. The ballet bunnies lived secretly in the school, and with no one but Millie in the studio, they were free to dance and sleep there in the open.
"I'm going to miss you all during the holidays," Millie said, as she held Trixie safely in her pocket.
"We're going to miss you too," Fifi replied.
She and Dolly pushed away the lost and found box and hopped over to join Millie and Pod.
"What are you going to do over the holidays?" Dolly asked.
Millie blushed.
"Well, it's my birthday next week."
Pod, Fifi, and Dolly leapt up high and landed on Millie's shoulders to give her the warmest birthday nuzzles.
"Why didn't you tell us?" Fifi exclaimed. "Are you having a party?"
Millie nodded.
"Mom is throwing me a big ballet birthday party next week," she said.
"How wonderful!"
Dolly squealed. Pod looked thoughtfully at Millie as Dolly squeaked excitedly about how much she loved parties.
"Is everything okay, Millie?"
Pod asked gently. Millie sighed.
"I was really happy when Mom told me about the party, but now I'm a bit worried about so many people coming to our house."
"But that's the best part," Dolly said. "Everyone is there to celebrate you."
The bunnies hopped off Millie's shoulders as she slumped down to the ground. They gathered close around her.
"I get a funny whirly feeling in my tummy when I think about everyone coming to the party," said Millie. "It feels like the inside of me is spinning too fast on a ride at the fairground."
Fifi and Dolly fell silent as Pod hopped even closer.
"I understand, Millie," he said. "Sometimes all the noise and attention can be overwhelming."
Millie gazed down at the little bunny and scooped him and the other bunnies up.
"I wish you could all come home with me for the holidays," she said. "I would feel much better about the party if you bunnies were there."
"I wish we could too," Fifi agreed.
Millie thought for a moment.
"Well, why can't you?"
She leapt up and then set the bunnies down, her eyes bright and excited.
"You could stay in my room, and we could dance and play all day. And then you could come to my party, too."
"Yes!"
Dolly shrieked.
"Great idea!" "Oh, Bunny Fluff,"
Fifi said slowly.
"What if someone like Millie's mom sees us? Do you think we can stay hidden for that long?"
Before Millie could answer, Trixie's tiny face poked out from Millie's pocket.
"Of course we can," she said.